Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hi everyone, it's Sharon.
It's Tammy.
And it's Beatrice. And welcome back, guys, to another episode of the Uncut Podcast. Woo!
And the crowd goes crazy.
I'm crying. I hope they're going crazy. Child, some of them are just looking at us like,
who?
You what?
I actually keep forgetting that we're called the Uncut Podcast and I keep typing BTS into YouTube.
What, to watch yourself?
Like if I want to like check views and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I keep accidentally typing in BTS, but obviously it automatically
why
like...
Why don't you use the YouTube Sean studio?
Sean doesn't use a studio app, do you?
I do sometimes.
I never search us on YouTube.
I always, that's my top search. But no, sometimes even if like, sometimes, I don't know. I just do that.
Because the YouTube studio, sorry that about this, but
it's more
YouTube
accurate.
Is more yeah. accurate. Like it gives you live, like yeah. the one on YouTube is delayed.
Oh, yeah. is it? I don't know. I just,
you can see how much money we're making. Yeah.
I'm crying.
Yeah. That's always a nice little number.
I'm crying. But yeah, welcome back, guys. I hope you guys have been enjoying all the content that we're putting out and everything, you know. It feels good to finally just have relaunched. This is now the third episode. It's just like, yeah, we're now in the full swing of everything. But yeah, to let us know in the comments if you're feeling it, if you're vibing with it, if you're loving it. Because yeah, for us, it's a big thing to have ticked off and we're happy that we can finally just move on and like focus on the actual content. Yeah. So
do we want to tell them how crazy it was this whole switching and everything?
Oh my gosh, guys. When I tell you, first of all, there was, I think, the time that we actually wanted to announce and stuff, Instagram was just playing games.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You would, you know that, basically, I don't know if you guys will remember by this time, but there was a period where when you'd post something, like Instagram would just delete your comment.
Oh yeah. My days. I forgot about that.
Yeah, we were so confused. Like, every time we would post, like, it would just disappear.
We
just
tried like five times.
Yeah, it was crazy. And we were actually in the airport about to catch a flight and we were just like, we need to post before we go, but we couldn't.
Yeah. But maybe that was just good.
A blessing in disguise. If it did go live, it would have been awful.
24 hours later, I don't even know if this podcast would even be here.
No, literally. I don't even know. Just joking.
No, but the responses to us fake quitting the pod.
Yeah. Why don't you?
Some of you are slow.
This, we can't believe that this is the last episode that we are doing as the BTS
and
podcast.
And not only that, we had this picture of this.
And you people were still, oh no, oh God, why? Oh.
Some people don't scroll though.
I know, that's their business.
That's why the feature is there on Instagram. Yes. So you're telling me that when you see something on Instagram, let's say like something on the Shade Room or something, let's say you want to write a comment. Before you write a comment or like it, you're not going to scroll on the other stuff.
Yeah, you have to breeze through, man.
I don't know. Maybe it went over some people's heads. But I just think it's...
Well, to be honest, people were saying that they were heartbroken. So maybe they were just reacting on emotion. We're still here.
Literally.
We're still here.
Yeah, the comments and stuff was too funny. Like, it's the fact that it was people that I know. I'm like, you know, if I was quitting the podcast, I would be telling you this. Like,
yeah.
Why are you coming acting? Oh my God, what? I'm thinking.
My uncle came and knocked on my door and was like, excuse me, what's this? I was like, he's a joke.
I'm crying. But yeah, guys, anyway, you would have seen by now that obviously the main event that's happening is our first live show. Woo! Guys, we have finally did it all. We are conquering the podcast world. Oh. Don't disgrace us. Oh. You know those scenes when you look, where someone's like wanting to perform, they look out to the audience and they're like, and there's only like one person.
People. Your mum.
Your mum and your dad, fam. And even your dad, he's
even looking at the camera. He's even sleeping. He's even plastic.
He's even done.
He's even dozing.
Nah, facts. But yeah, you guys would have seen by now that we've launched and announced our live show. So tickets are available in the link wherever. And I can't lie to you guys, we gave access to our Patreon people first. So yes. I don't even know where we will be by the time this episode comes out. But ciao, if it's still there, you better grab it while you can. Mm. Grab it while you can. So for the details for that, it's happening on Tuesday, the 21st. Of May, and it's happening in Islington Assembly Hall in London. I'm sorry, guys. It is for my Londonden people. Yeah. Obviously, if you want to fly
a
out,
lot of people.
Fly out.
It's messaging. For everyone, but yeah.
It's taking place in London. Yeah,
like
man.
A lot of people message like on my personal account, like, when are you coming to Lagos? We said, don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry, man.
It's coming.
It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. But yeah, man. So doors will be opening at 7 p.m. Obviously, you know, we're going to be there discussing juicy stuff, dilemmas, all that sort of jazz. Trust me, you don't want to miss it. And someone was saying, oh, I think in the comments, someone said like, oh, I want to hear Beatrice scream loud and
action. Oh, she'll bring her loudest air.
Don't worry, man. I'm going
to... She's loading it.
Yeah, I'm loading it, man. I can't, like, they're probably going to have to reduce the mic. I'm scared. Sure. Like, because one thing about me, I get so excited. Like, when I'm on stage, I just feel that's where I belong. Do you know what I mean? And that's my comfort zone. I just feel I'm going to get too excited. But trust me, you're not going to want to miss it. So make sure you guys head to the description and box. Wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening from, and cop tickets to come and support us. It's going to be a lit one. And yeah, come and see us do our first ever live show. One of many.
Yes, one of many to come. And like Beatrice said, the people on Patreon got that early access. So please, if you would like to join the party in Patreon.
Yeah, man.
Backstage.
Yeah.
Please click the link in the bio, the Patreon link. Help us keep the lights on, you know?
Literally, guys. But yeah,
make sure you are subscribed to our Patreon. You'll get an extra episode every single Wednesday. There's also a lounge feature where we've been talking to direct contact. People have been messaging us on Instagram and we have not replied. Sorry, we're too busy replying to the people on Patreon.
Facts.
That is what is occupying our time. Yes. So please make sure you are subscribing to Patreon and have all the fun and stuff at Patreon. Yeah,
and also we're going to be prioritizing the dilemmas that come from Patreon as well.
Yes, we are.
So make sure that if you've been, I know there's some of you, I don't know if you guys have seen it in our inbox. There's this one person that has done update for her dilemma. Maybe it's not three or four times.
Yeah.
Since we haven't made it there yet.
Yes, we haven't made it. Sorry. Yeah,
sorry.
So we'll be prioritizing dilemmas for our Patreon. Man. So make sure you are subscribed, signed up.
Yeah, we're under £4. What can you buy for £4?
Literally.
I think you can buy a couple of sausage rolls from Greg's.
Oh,
maybe two. That's about it.
Two.
Only two.
I think it's gone up to like 145.
Or something. Jesus.
Yeah, 145.
Do you remember where? One more than, you're getting three sausage rolls and more here. Honestly. Buy two, get all the one by three.
I was going to say something. And that's what you eat that sausage roll how quickly?
Yeah.
In like 1 hour.
Yeah, this one is just for the month.
Or 1 hour. How long are you taking these sausage rolls? That thing is done in 2 bites.
You don't eat 2 bites.
Nah.
And I swear they've even reduced the size, but increased the price. Yeah. And then they'll try and make you buy the cold one.
Yeah.
You know what? They'll be like, four for 3 months. It's cold.
Sorry, talking about that. It's so crazy how takeaway places are doing that now where they will actually give you the food cold at a slightly reduced price.
Really?
For example, Tasties, give you food like rice. No, they give you rice. You can decide if you want it. No, it's not frozen. It's just you can heat up at home. Because you know sometimes you want to eat up at home. So it's slightly cheaper.
Okay.
But sometimes it's
I want to eat it now.
I want to eat it now.
Yeah, then you pay the extra price.
Yeah, but why?
Can't they just put it in the microwave?
Yeah, man. What is it for?
Come on. Like, electricity is expensive these days.
It's true. I guess maybe like somewhere like Tasties, I know that it's quite busy. So even like serve, like if they already have the packs or something, they'll just be like,
It's not ice cold. It's just like cold.
It's just like cold. Yeah.
To be fair though,
You know some takeaways, obviously, like, you can't do that with chips, because if you're heating up chips, no. just forget it. But just rice, forget.
I mean, sometimes, yeah, if you dash a little bit of water, like, just sprinkle a bit and put it in the air fryer.
I was going to say, air fryer is different, though.
Yeah, air fryer is different.
What, chips?
Yeah.
What Revival? Type of chips?
Any chips in the air fryer, doesn't matter what it is, use the air fryer to heat up, guys. I'm telling you,
just dash a bit of water.
Water when, like, when I've made pasta, maybe it's the day before. You know, sometimes
the day after.
Day after.
You didn't do pasta that you've all made. Hey, superwoman.
Just call me wifey. You're appealing to the men out
Why
there.
Why you say you?
In my bayo.
Hey, we had to beg Tammy. Can you slice an onion? Even that she did not do.
Sorry, guys. I'm on holiday.
You're not serious. Everyone else is on holiday.
Why am I cooking on holiday? No, I don't even like cooking in the UK.
I'm crying.
So why now the sun is shining, the weather is sweet, and I'll be cutting onion.
You're sick. But
I washed, though.
She washed maybe three plates.
Shout out to Adesola, Lisa.
Hey, those ones are the big cats. And Sharon as well, man. The cool cat. Those ones are the ones that, you know, they do it for. You know, they like putting
me.
Sorry, they said Adesola and Lisa.
No, I said Sharon as well.
Oh, okay, well, okay, birthday girl. The ones that are the bakers, take up lunch. They used to be in the kitchen.
They like being in the kitchen.
They like the heat of the oven and all that stuff. I told them, sorry, that's not my role. My role on this trip is to make fun and do jokes. And everybody was laughing.
Who hired you as the clown?
Oh, okay, but when we were doing happy birthday with your balloons, you didn't say, I didn't do that one now, did you?
I wasn't there.
I'm joking.
We all
helped out. We all helped out with that one.
And they made me go on Ryanair now. Let me not even.
Never again. If you guys have been following us on Instagram, you'd know that what we're talking about.
Yeah, my bear.
Oh, God. No. Crazy.
What, Ryanair?
Where is Ryan? Bring him
Please.
To the front.
No. Even if Ryan we have some was to sponsor this thing, I'm so sorry.
What you?
It had declined.
No, facts. No, facts.
That's one thing I can stand on.
There's some deals I'm not even like, no. Mr. Ryan. Yeah.
No, Ryan and his air. It's okay.
No, I'm just keeping
it. Mr. Ryan.
You know what I
mean? For our US audience, Ryan is like sprint.
Yeah.
You know sprint. The things they say.
No, I thought Ryan. The things they say about that Sprint airline.
It's a yellow plane.
Even yellow is used as like stickers for like value.
Lower value, reduced price.
You see that guy on TikTok that's like, when are the yellow stickers coming out?
Yes.
He's like, oh, can you put
in M&S? That slaps. Nah, Those yellow stickers.
You need to camp outside the shop there.
He'll be flirting with them. That reminds me.
Yeah, one time, I don't know what was happening. I went to Tesco with my auntie, and this was back when we were kids. Yeah, but not kids. Maybe like
teenager.
Teenager. Yeah, and. There was one time in Tesco where they used to like bring out the reduced items. So we'd all be there waiting for the reduced items. The lady would come out from the back. And obviously I work in Tesco, so I know what's going on in the back. So she'll come out.
Yeah.
She would come and see carnage. I see people. Ah!
For what?
For reduced meat or...
Reduced meat, okay. Reduced meat is a
good one, but I'm just saying, like, the way that people were, like, would be wait, like, have you ever seen people waiting in a supermarket?
There we have during COVID. Do you remember COVID times?
No, I didn't go to supermarket during COVID still. It was COVID my brother. Times. That was my brother and my mum.
Chill. Everyone would be and then waiting
I was,
the
and then
the
also,
COVID.
I was in...
they had to do, like...
I was in uni, so by the time I got back from uni...
Yeah.
They'd already ransacked the...
It's true.
The was gone. Nothing to buy.
There was nothing.
Oh my God! What was it? Like? I remember there was one thing that you were looking for
egg.
During. Was it egg that you were no
during
I know
COVID?
There was one thing you were looking
egg.
For.
Oh, what
flour.
Was it? Yeast.
Yeast.
Sharon was on a quest.
The fact that
on
you remember
a pilgrimage.
That.
No, because I was looking for yeast as well. Could not find it
what
anywhere.
Were you, hold on. What were you even looking for?
No,
yeast
COVID.
For?
You trying?
Everyone,
you'll
just be baking.
Man.
Me and my mom, we started baking meat pies. Started making meat pie, sausage roll. The sausage roll that they're now selling for £1.45. Me and my mum will be
making it at home.
Like, we'll just make cookies.
No, guys, let's talk about the DIY of COVID. Oh. Because I bought myself a nail drill.
Did you use it?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, yeah.
I bought myself a nail drill. I bought myself acrylics. I bought myself different like paint. I did just so much stuff for nails. I think I even brought like thread to even try. Obviously, you can use any thread, but thread to try and do my eyebrows.
Wait,
nah, you took I did a lot, man. Because
No, I bought the nail. The light. The UV light. One nail varnish, just white. So I could just use it. But mate, and file. Different things, but some people bought like waxing machines.
Yeah. I used the waxing strips.
Kai.
That was something.
Oh, yeah. Waxing yourself is just so.
I don't know how.
I did my underarms.
Yeah,
I wanted to cry.
When was this? During COVID.
I think I just did one. I said, you know what? That's it, man. That's me done.
Because no one's even seen.
When people one of my friends waxed her bikini. And yeah, I was just me like, too. I'm the like, fact that you, how do you do that by yourself? Yeah. Oh my God.
I don't think my friend even gave herself a Hollywood. I'm like, how did you do that?
That is
insane. Excuse me?
I don't know.
That is insane.
Yeah.
It is real.
Anyway, please make sure you are subscribed to this YouTube channel.
Please.
For real,
get all this juicy content.
Yeah.
Get this juicy content.
Yeah, man.
Get this juicy content. Get this juicy content. Yeah. We're almost at 70k subscribers.
Yeah, man.
We might be there by now. I don't know.
Hopefully.
But yeah, we're on our way. So please make sure you are liking this video and also subscribing to the YouTube channel.
Leave a comment and also share with your friends and family if you enjoyed it. Even if you didn't enjoy it,
still like.
Still share. Make sure you're following us on Instagram and on TikTok and on X/Twitter. The Uncut Podcast. Oh my gosh, it's going to be so hard for me to train myself. Yeah. The Uncut Podcast on all social media. So make sure you're following us there too.
And also, please, we have the BTS email address.
Is dead.
R.I.P. Put it in the coffin, in the ground. R.I.P.
Please.
If you send an email, it will bounce back to you.
From now on,
it will bounce back to you.
Facts.
If you want to send us a dilemma, please use our Kumi link, which is in the description box.
Yes.
And there will be a box on that link, which will say, send your dilemmas here.
Yes.
What did I say?
Send your dilemmas here.
Again?
Send your dilemmas here.
So I don't want to hear, there's no email.
There's actually no email. That one, we're not checking it.
Yeah. But actually not.
Do you know what made me laugh though? Even when we announced that, BTS is no more.
People were still sending.
I said,
you guys need to be smart.
Yeah, man.
Come on, we are no longer BTS.
It's gone.
Yeah, man.
Please send it on Kumi.
Facts.
Thank you. But anyway, let's head into the first segment of this episode, which is Don't Get Me Started. And if you guys aren't aware by now, every week we'll post a question on our Instagram and we'll get you guys to respond to it and we'll read out your responses on the podcast. And this week I asked, what are some things that your ex did but you stayed? First of all, we had so many responses.
People have been, like last time. Like people have been really, really engaging.
Like last time, that one, it was off the chain.
Yeah. Crazy. I'm gonna try and pick some of the best ones. Some of them, guys, I can't lie. I can't read it on the phone.
See the one that Sharon showed me
off camera. Can't read that one.
Seriously,
that's for a different podcast.
It's not even for Patreon, fam.
Yeah, it's not even for Patreon. Nah. Different podcast, y'all.
Okay.
Anyway, broke up with me a day before Valentine's Day, and we got back together a day after. Now,
cost of living is a crisis.
Now, ma'am.
And you still stayed. Do you know, I'm not even gonna judge because we've all.
Yeah, but also it depends as well. Like, were you guys beefing? You know how sometimes you don't you're so oblivious to the days. Yeah, you know when. Do you know what I mean? If you're beefing like before, you might be a bit oblivious to the fact that it's actually like Valentine's Day.
Nah.
Do you know what I mean?
Everybody that is in a relationship or is not even in the relationship that is talking to someone, they know
what's going on
when Valentine's Day is coming.
Yeah.
You could be fighting on the 12th, the 13th. You will know by the 14th that that is Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to hear all that.
Yeah. It's the fact that it's actually a break up. It's not even like we argued. It's like a break up.
Mm. And the next day must be intense. Let's get back.
But yeah, it's mad, but it must be intense.
Yeah. Okay, cheated on me with all his female friends.
Oh.
I went back 5 times.
Back where?
Hey, back where? Now it's Tokyo. Nobody wanted to just hear.
Hey, back when. Hey. You just know what I was singing.
Yeah.
Ah.
Whoa.
Back when what?
What?
And the thing that I'm getting from that message is that he cheated she with his friends.
So ooh. Five times.
They didn't yeah. say, they said, so, said ooh.
All his female besties.
Let's not even get into that topic because
we've discussed it before. Please, it's okay. Spent everything that he earned within the first 2 days of getting his salary.
Can't even judge. I can't even judge.
That's 31 days.
I can't even judge, man. You know them. You know that long December to Jan period, fam. By the end, no, you're begging.
That one
you're
is
begging
even
for
understandable
bread.
Because people in December get paid early. Some places.
Yeah.
But to spend your salary in 2 days?
Nah.
How are you rich on Monday, broke on Wednesday? Like, please.
I don't know about y'all, but my phone bill comes at the end of the month, sir.
Really?
I don't know what he's...
Why is your... What kind of silliness is that?
Silliness?
Why would you be on a phone bill at the end of the month?
Because it's near payday.
Why would it be at the end of the month near payday?
Yeah, because she gets paid towards the end of the month. So then maybe like a few days after she...
Yeah.
But that's the money comes beginning out. Of that. But then you're saying it like as if it's end of the month, like end of your payday cycle before you get paid again.
No, that's not what she's saying.
So you're
she's saying
just,
that she gets paid on the 25th.
So then, then why did you bring that up? Because that's basically like
I'm
because
saying,
2 days after. Because
I'm saying after I'm saying when paid, he gets paid,
yeah,
the end of he the said month, that. Maybe. Okay, well,
no,
I guess,
what you're saying is wrong.
Okay,
not,
sorry.
Mr. Toy, no, sorry. Nah. It's not a good example.
Somebody can't even choose when to pay their phone bill.
No, I'm just saying.
Don't worry, darling.
Tammy's point is what people do.
I get what you mean. I was thinking. I was thinking something else. Don't worry.
It's all right.
Go on.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
Say the question again.
Ah,
the question.
Things
you
that your ex.
I said, what's the question?
Things that your ex did, but you stayed. Something like that. Sha.
But you still stayed.
But you still stayed.
Mm.
Gave me herpes.
Ah!
Uncurable disease. Ah.
Uncurable.
Undeniable.
That is sad, man.
To be
that's
honest,
not even funny. That's sad. I'm sure you even read that one out, bruv.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Huh?
I said, I'm
she
sure
said she's shocked. Even, I'm read.
She
read
it out.
Man, I'm not shocked though.
Oh, really? That's crazy.
That's serious.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Sorry about that,
man. Guys, stay protected, man. That's crazy.
Fam, stay protected. Well,
and check yourselves regularly.
Anyway,
damn.
He hinted to us having intercourse a month into the relationship and got mad when I told him I'm celibate.
Hold on.
Sorry, can you
repeat that again?
So, do you want me to explain it or you want me
to No, reason.
Okay, cool. He hinted to us having intercourse a month into the relationship, got mad when I told him I'm celibate.
I'm not understanding. Hinted.
So a month into the relationship, he's like, let's get down, jiggy.
Oh,
and then
he
was
presenting...
like, oh, honey, I'm celibate. And then he got angry.
Wait, so was he presenting himself as someone that is also on the celebratory?
We don't know.
Celebratory.
Wait, that's the only way for me that it would make sense for it to be like
a thing.
Crazy thing. Otherwise,
yeah.
It's standard.
What do you mean?
Like, the only way she can be saying it into this question is if he made it like, we're going to be
celibate
and then he's going to go and start. Because
otherwise you'd be like,
he's just every other nigga. Every other nigga, man.
No, but that's the thing as well, though. I feel like guys will be like, oh, yeah, that's fine. Until you actually are like, no, I actually am. And they're like, oh, you're not joking.
Sorry.
As well. Sliding into my sister's DM, had a whole relationship with her. They were exchanging nudes and more.
What is more?
Nudes and more.
Nudes and more.
This
must be your sister in Christ or sister in something because it can't be your blood
sister.
That can't be your blood sister. It's actually impossible. That's so impossible.
Nudes and more.
That's so impossible. What the hell? That's insane.
Your sister, so wait.
Nah.
And she still stayed.
Nah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
So
that's nah. Sorry.
Your sister.
Like I said, it can't be blood.
Your sister.
It can't be blood sister.
Nah. There was even another
one. Who you cutting off first? Your sister or your boyfriend?
Bro, you cut them off together, bro, and bag them together.
There was another one that I saw that was even worse, but I don't think I can read it. I'll tell you off camera. Threatened to throw my dog out the window.
Ah, not the dog.
What did the dog do to you?
Chorus PCA, man. That ain't even fair, man.
Sit with throwing things out of the window. Coming like for coloured girls. Come
Jesus
on, man.
Christ.
Gosh. Okay, let me make this the last
dark
one.
Dark humour.
Cheated with a girl in the same building and got her pregnant.
And you stayed.
My thing is like, where's he telling you he's going? Oh, I'm just going to go Tesco quick. He's going upstairs.
No, but you say he's going home and then that's... Oh, you're forgetting the things that people are doing in your uni.
What do you mean? Ah, they'll go to floor two, then to floor three. To floor
when they
four.
Say I'm leaving and then they go somewhere
they're going
else.
To, they're, oh, they're going
in
up,
my
they're
head
going
I thought they were living together. I don't know why.
Cheer. Juicy gossip.
Hey,
I'm crying. Damn, is that it?
Those are the ones that are. After I said the other one, and you were like, "I'm surprised you read that out." I'm like, "Let me not read the others."
Oh no!
Somebody
can't even believe you again.
Oh no! I just thought maybe like you were like, don't make it too risque.
Oh no!
I mean,
you in particular.
Oh, me. Okay, yes. Okay. She grabbed my boy's piece.
So you went to go and do that one. Sharon's sick, fam.
Imagine.
Wait, she grabbed my...
Yeah, can you imagine? Girls, you're bad, man. No. Girls can be bad, man.
Hey.
Girls do anything for that, boy.
Wait, what?
God damn.
Yeah.
It's as well, man. Damn.
Okay, then another one said... He cheated on me with men.
Your brother might be LGBT.
Stop.
It's nice to be nice. It's nice to be nice. Your brother might be LGBT.
Your brother might be LGBT.
Do you know what I was thinking about when I read that one? Do you know what I was just thinking about? Do you remember? I think we spoke about this recently. Did you? Oh, you've only just started watching Love is Blind. I think it was Love is Blind season one or two.
I know who you're talking about. Is it Carlton?
Yeah.
Because he was on. Do you know why I know him?
Why?
Because he was Cynthia Bailey's friend.
On Real Housewives.
He was in Real Housewives.
Which one?
Atlanta.
Atlanta. Yeah. He was a friend.
Yeah, he was like a friend. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's when I saw him on the show. I was like, I thought he liked himself.
Oh, so crazy. For people who don't know, so on Love is Blind, I think it was season one or two, there was a guy who basically proposed to a woman and like they were engaged and then they were on the bit. Before you start living with them like properly in your home state or whatever, you go on like a holiday for a week, I think it is. And he then decided that then was the time. Not all the times that they'd spent in the pods for the last however like long getting to know each other. He decided that on that holiday was the time to tell his now fiance that actually he's bi. And then she was like, I need some time. And then he started flipping out, basically.
But what did he say? Like, your wig shifting back.
Do you remember?
Bro, he dashed the ring.
He dashed it.
He was insane.
Really?
Yes. I think I remember the scene, but I didn't remember it being like,
it was bad. They were going back and forth. Like,
another person said, in response to this question, was something that your ex did, but you still stayed. I didn't screenshot it because I thought maybe it's a bit too risque. But since we're on the topic, the person said he cheated on me with my brother.
Ha.
Please. Can we leave family alone?
This is wrong. This is just wrong.
The thing is, love who you love. This one that you're doing secret out.
But why are you doing that with my brother?
Yeah, man, come on.
That's wrong,
chair. Nah.
That's wrong.
It's nice to be nice.
You'll see. It doesn't apply there, man. Nah, man. Not with family, man.
Not with family, chair.
Not with family,
chair.
God damn. Oh, that's too funny.
Anyway, thank you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you.
That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
For that segment. Mm. Very funny. Mm. Cool. So now we're going to get into the dilemma.
Woo!
Ah, woo!
I'm crying.
Okay, trigger warning in this dilemma. There are topics of physical abuse.
Okay.
And maybe emotional. I can't remember, but I know there's definitely physical. Hey, Beatrice, Tammy and Sharon. Ooh. Hope you...
Sorry, we never really get our names in these. So
that's nice. When we're now God the Uncut, that's the only way you can mention us.
Cool. Hey, Beatrice, Tammy and Sharon. Hope you've all been having a good year so far. Been listening to your podcast since 2021.
Hey, super sub supporter.
Facts.
Thank you.
And love your discussions. I feel like I can relate to a few of the topics and have learned a lot through your podcast.
Aww, love
thanks.
It.
I wanted to bring to you girls a serious family situation that has been weighing heavily on my heart as a woman.
Okay.
I come from a Nigerian family. Oh. I'm currently 26 years old and I have two older brothers and we all live in London.
Mm-hmm.
3 years ago, my parents were at home and they got into an intense verbal argument in the evening.
Mm.
I was not at home at the time, but my brothers were. The argument eventually led to my dad, trigger warning, physically attempting to abuse my mum. Mm.
Wow.
Then eventually my mum told my dad to leave the house and that same evening, which my brother supported considering what had happened, my mum was distressed. Considering I was...
Sorry, did you say that last bit again? What was the bit about the brother?
The brother supported his mum saying that the dad should leave.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
okay.
Sorry. I think I messed up my words there. My mum was distressed. Considering I was not at home during the incident, my siblings told me what had happened the following day. After all this, I was so affected by the whole situation and disappointed in my dad and his actions. Since the incident, my dad has not been living with us anymore.
Mm.
A lot of close family members have been getting involved to try and resolve the family issues, but nothing was really resolved. Since that time, I decided to not have a relationship with my dad anymore because I was so hurt by the continuous conflicts and seeing how the family dynamics were changing, which was really hard for me. For months, my dad would try to communicate with me through messages, calls, but I would not always respond or answer. At the time, I just felt like I needed space from my dad and time to come to terms with our family circumstances. My parents were always in disagreement and my brothers were adamant on not having a relationship with him anymore. Growing up, I've always been close to my dad and we shared a typical father-daughter relationship. I would say that my siblings and I had a good and loving childhood growing up, but as we got older, we experienced some sort of trauma due to our parents' relationships and the decisions that they made. My mum was mostly the breadwinner for the family and still is. My dad has done what he could as a father, but for us as a family, but over the years, we have not been happy with his behaviour and actions. When my siblings and I were younger, we had witnessed our dad emotionally and physically abusing our mum, financial issues, and continuous family conflicts. In 2022, I eventually decided to reach out to my dad to rebuild some sort of civil relationship again. I just felt that God was telling me to heal, have a peace of mind, and try to reconnect with my dad.
Mm.
In the long term, I cannot go on living my life without trying to be civil with my dad, even if that meant my mum and my brothers were still estranged from him. I needed to learn forgiveness and set my boundaries. I did speak to my mum about this first because I wanted to know how she would feel about this. She gave me advice and basically said it's my decision if I want to make peace with my dad and she's okay with it, but she still wants to remain separated from him. I also did confront my brothers about wanting to reconnect with my dad. At first, they were against my decisions because they felt like my dad would try to lie to me or manipulate the family issues. Eventually, I think my brothers understood that I am an adult woman and should be allowed to do what I want. Within reason. During that whole period of my life, I was emotionally hurt, cried a lot in silence, and isolated myself for some family relatives who just didn't understand what I was going through. I also felt like seeing the way my parents' marriage and relationship fell apart made me think I was incapable of receiving and giving love in my future relationships with men. As of now, I have maintained keeping a civil relationship with my dad and setting my boundaries. Although we don't see each other Although we don't see each other and speak to each other as often anymore, a lot of things in my family have changed for the better and for the worse. I have learned to accept my dad for who he is and what our family has now become, even though it has been very hard. I think about these circumstances. I think a lot of these circumstances has made me think a lot about my life, helped me understand myself more, heal from trauma and continue living my life with God's guidance. I also think that when it comes to Nigerian families and cultures, a lot of the older generation, family, relatives, expect you to just tolerate wrong choices your parents have made for you and become, and as you become an adult child, I guess my dilemma is, how do I continue maintaining a relationship with my dad as an adult woman when the rest of my family is still estranged to him and I'm not willing to make amends? How do I bring peace for the family? How do I bring peace to the family? I'd appreciate your advice and opinions on these matters. And if you girls decide to bring this to your podcast, I would like my name to stay anonymous. I do follow you girls on Instagram.
Thank you.
Wow. That is a lot to digest. I know obviously she's phrased the question at the end, but I do want to touch on a couple of things.
Yeah.
Firstly, I am obviously, like, the situation's very sad.
Yeah.
Very, very sad, very, very painful.
Yeah.
And I feel like obviously us girls, we're three Nigerian girls, we all obviously like grew up in a Nigerian family household. Yeah. And also not necessarily from our own household, but from like other people's households, just in general about families and extended families. We just know how the dynamic between husband and wife, particularly in the older generation, can be.
Yeah.
So I'm first of all commending even her mum for even making the decision to like not stay in a house where she is and has gone through something traumatic.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of times you actually find that some of these aunties and uncles will stay in that situation and that toxic environment. Because obviously she's mentioned at the end that like things are better kind of without him in the house, not to be rude, but sometimes for the betterment of your children, like that's the ultimate decision to make. And sometimes actually the trauma that she's like had to deal with, maybe she didn't need to deal with it if they had sorted out, I don't have to explain, do you know what I mean? If maybe they have separated earlier or whatever it may be, you know, from the first sign, not first sign, but do you know what I mean? Like she said, it's been going on for a while now. So I just wanted to highlight that first, like to make that decision with your kids and everything. Like it's not a small decision, it's a big decision. So I can understand why from her mum's perspective, like she would want to stay separated. She wouldn't want him to be involved in her life. Like that's very much understandable. And also from like the sibling side, etc. I am also very moved by the fact that she felt that conviction from God to obviously go and reach out to her dad. I think when you're dealing with, if you are a person of faith and stuff, when God speaks to you, like it's not easy. It's not easy to move and actually do it. Do you know what I mean? So I even commend her again for doing that. Because when you've seen someone go through like pain, like, you know, when you see your mom or you see a family member go through pain from someone else, regardless of whether that person's family or not, you do tend to hold some sort of resentment to that person. But I don't know. I think it's quite tricky to, because again, I have to be truthful. Like I have never been in that sort of scenario and in that environment. And I do think one of the episodes we're talking about on our Patreon, we were talking about like fatherhoods and parents and whether someone's a good parent and whether they can be a good parent and a good father, etc. And I don't know. I think it is hard to separate the two. But at the end of the day, like all I can advise you is to just, if it's faith that's leading you, to like just keep on believing in that, asking God for guidance and strength to push you through. But yeah, I don't know. I think it's quite tricky to advise on something, particularly where it's been faith, like it's been God that's like told you to do something.
If it wasn't, what would your advice be?
If it wasn't God telling you to go and do something, if it was based on what? Just if, you wanting like, to?
Yeah.
I'd say be careful. Obviously, I still think you should be careful like now, but I would 100% like be a bit more like cautious.
Because he might do the same to her sort of thing. Is that what you're thinking?
Do the same to her in terms of emotionally abusing her?
Yeah.
Not necessarily just from that, but more about the manipulation to get himself back into the family. Like, you know, where you've really, she's really set the dynamics of the family in terms of maybe like the mum was almost the breadwinner. I don't know how it was. And do you know what I mean? Like, you might want to come back. Do you know? I don't know. But yeah, I think I would be saying be a bit cautious, because sometimes you make decisions thinking like, oh no, this person's like, it's different now. Like, they moved away. Like, they're not the same. Like, it's fine. And then you become oblivious to the signs. And yeah, actually, maybe you are right that maybe they start to manipulate and take advantage of you and your kindness. And you're just like, yeah, oblivious to it. But I think I'd be a bit more cautious if it wasn't just a faith-based decision that she's made. But yeah, that's basically what I have to say. What do you guys have to say to it?
What do you think?
When I initially read it, I was like, this is a lot. I think you can only go with what you think and what you feel, because obviously I've never been in a situation like this before. Me and my dad are very, very close. So I do understand how...
And she said she was very close to her dad before.
That's, they had like the typical father-daughter relationship. So I'm just thinking of myself, like, how would I feel if the relationship that I had with my dad, the next day I didn't have it anymore and it was like taken away from me due to his actions. I would feel very sad about that because of the connection I have with my dad. But at the same time, I do understand that your dad has definitely done something wrong. And these are the consequences of his actions. I do understand why your mum and your brothers still want to be estranged from him, especially because, you know, sometimes sons have like, can be overprotective over their mum. So they just want to stand with their mum. And because you're the only daughter and like you're the girl, like you would want that loving relationship with your father, but at the still time, you still want to respect your mum. So I can understand the kind of hard situation that you're in. I think it's good that you've started reaching out to him, because we've always said on this pod that people can change. But like Beatrice said, I think you should still be very cautious, because we know how Nigerians can be like very like, oh, but you know, you like, you know how some Nigerians are, they'll start to try and be apologists for things that are just wrong. Like, it's wrong. And the point about different family members getting involved, I think you should just make your own decision, your own mind. Like you said, you're 26, so you're an adult. You're able to make conscious decisions. You don't have to be influenced by outside noise, because especially as Nigerians, you get the, but he's your dad, you know, you can still, like, I said to myself, I think maybe last year at some point, I was like, I'm going to stop encouraging people to speak to their parents, or if they have like a really bad relationship with their parents, like to stop, like, because I always be like, oh no, but you know, like it's your dad, it's your mom, blah, blah, blah. But no, some people's parents are just not good. Like,
And I do think as well, like, you can love people from afar. Like, I don't have to explain it. Like, you can still pray for them. You can still like, wish them well, even if you want to like drop him a message, because she hasn't met with him. I don't know what she said. I think
she started communicating with him again. I don't know if they've met up.
Exactly, but even like just dropping someone a message saying like, "Hope you're well, just checking everything's good." Do you know what I mean? Like, you can still love someone from afar, because obviously you have to think about it from a biblical point of view as well. Like, there still has to be that there. But yeah, I agree that some parents are not. Have based, not lost the right to be a parent, but do you know what I mean? Like,
the damage that they've done is enough. Like, it's better to be apart than to be together. Like, you know, sometimes when some people move out of their house, their relationship with their parents tend to get better because there is that sort of distance, and then you can kind of manage your relationship.
Yeah,
but sometimes some of these parents, the trauma that they've caused on their children is enough to break someone. And some parents are just, some of the stories I've heard from my friends and stuff about what their dads have done or what their mums has done. And like,
it's a lot.
It's put a strain on the relationship. Like, it's a lot. And I wouldn't encourage someone to be friends with someone like that. So why would I encourage someone to be in a situation where they're like in a toxic environment. Like, why would I be telling someone, oh no, because he's your dad or because he's your mom. But if they've caused all this trauma, like, why would you want someone like that in your life, despite them being related to you, despite them being your parents? So yeah, I've just told myself to stop telling people, oh yeah, you should reach out to your, like, sometimes I'll be like, oh, like, to my, like, I'll be like, oh, you should reach out to your dad or stuff like that. But maybe like once, not just to keep on like hammering, especially if they've, especially if the parent is the one that's done the damage. What you should, what you think?
I think that, so you said, I think that he moved out in 2021 or 2022. I can't remember now. One of those years, I think. And I think if all of this time has passed, and you feel convicted to like reach out to him and have some sort of relationship, I would understand that, because I think as a woman, or like just any gender, to be honest, like having a relationship with your dad is obviously something that you would want, obviously. But I think you don't need to make every single decision now. I think you can give yourself some time. So like, even if you just start off by just like messages, that's enough. I don't think you need to, like, you feel convicted today and then tomorrow you're in his house eating together. Like, it doesn't need to be like that. It can be a gradual process. And at every point in that journey, just reassess like how you feel and whether you feel comfortable. I think it's wise as well that you spoke to your mum about it first. And obviously she's given her kind of seal of approval, I guess. I think that's important, obviously, because, you know, your dad is the one that's in the wrong. So yeah, I feel like if you feel convicted, absolutely, like, go ahead. But I just think, don't feel like you have to make every decision now about whether or not, like, I don't know, he's gonna be in your life forever. Like, you can obviously just see how you feel, and at each point you can just take a temperature check on how you're feeling, pray about it as well. And also when you're praying as well, like, pray for God to touch his heart and to like change him as well, because prayer actually really works. I know that when I was younger, like, I had a difficult relationship with my dad, like, not because he did anything wrong. I think it was just more kind of like, knowing your adolescence and like teenage years, we had like not as good a relationship as we do now. And I know that he was praying, I was praying as well. And I feel like now it's like 100 times better. So even just praying about God to like change his character or touch his heart and help him to see what he's done wrong too. Yeah, I think that that would really help. But yeah, like the girls have said, this is your decision to make. And it's good that you're obviously getting clearance from like your brothers and your mum, but ultimately it's between you and God if it's a conviction from the Holy Spirit. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, yeah.
Anything else?
No.
Yeah, it was a heavy one, but I thought that it was a good dilemma to read out. And another thing as well, sometimes when you do have conflict with people, whether it's your parents, your friends, even the person just taking accountability for what they've done,
say that as well, yeah,
can relieve a lot of like the whole, like, I don't know what the word is, but it can just relieve
a lot
of all the animosity, or is that the word, or pressure off the situation. Like, I'm just imagining, like, if you were to meet up with your dad and he took full accountability for all that he's done,
and he asked for forgiveness,
very apologetic, et cetera. I'm sure that would put you in a much better position. Not saying that you should open the doors of your family home and now start inviting him and be everything being back to normal, but those few first steps could be steps into the right direction with you rebuilding a relationship with your dad. And the fact that you've even wrote in this dilemma, especially with like so much detail and stuff, I can tell that is definitely weighing heavy on your heart, and you do want to know which best way to move forward. So I would say, I hope that your dad has taken accountability for the things that he's done, and if he's not, I'm praying that he eventually will soon, so that so that you'll be able to move forward and move on with him, or just even if you don't move on with him, being able to be at peace with yourself and knowing that you have tried. You know, sometimes you can just be at peace with yourself when you know that you've done all you can do.
Yeah.
It's on the other person. Mm. And that will allow you to walk away from a situation knowing that you yourself have closure of that situation if it does end there. Mm. But yeah, that's all I have to say.
Yeah. Mm. No, I think that's great advice.
Mm. Cool.
Okay, so song of the week.
Yes.
Okay, guys, we are back to song of the week. If you guys don't know by now, then you must be living under a rock. But every single week, we drop songs into our Spotify, Apple Music, and now YouTube playlists. We choose a theme every month. This month is hip hop and rap from all around the world. So who wants to go first?
Oh, yes. I'm going to put this song. It is Meek Mill and Rick Ross, I'm a Boss. I think, I don't, can't remember what year it was. It was one year that this was my most played song of the whole year. Mm. As in, on my Apple Music, it was the most played song. So I'm going to add that.
the time that we're recording this, there's been a whole part, like, issue with Drake, Future, Metro Boomin, etc., etc. But I've been listening to Metro Boomin's new stuff and also old stuff because it'd be slapping. Mm-hmm. So I have to do Metro Boomin, Travis Scott and Young Thug, Trance, solid.
I don't know that song.
You probably will if you heard it. Mm. But solid, top tier song. Like Metro Boomin, like crazy albums that he produces. So yeah, that's going to be the song that I'm going to add to the playlist this week.
Cool. I'm going to add two UK songs. I'm going to add Heady One, K-Trap, Good Girls.
Mm.
And I'm going to add, I just say to, where is it? Oh, Naif Smalls featuring Potter Paper. If you guys don't know now, I'm a Potter Paper stan. Deep End.
Nice.
Another banger.
Yeah. Lovely. So yeah, guys. The link to the playlist will be in the description wherever you're watching and listening from. It's available on Apple Music. It's available on Spotify. And for my people, them that don't want to pay money for any platform, it's there for you on YouTube. So make sure you guys enjoy and vibe with it. And let us know if you guys, what songs you guys will be adding. Let us know so we can also listen to stuff on the side. I don't know what add it to, but we'll listen to it when we want to.
That's all we have time for today on this lovely episode of The Uncut Podcast. Make sure you are following us on Twitter/X, on Instagram, on TikTok.
Mm.
Yeah.
And subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
I forgot about all the platforms there. but yeah, make sure you're subscribed to our YouTube channel as well. Like I said in the beginning, we're almost at 70,000 subscribers.
Yeah.
And we're racing our way to 100K. So please help us on that journey. Please, if you are listening on Spotify and also on Apple Podcasts, please make sure you are thumbsing up or giving a 5-star rating, whichever one it comes up on your phone. Make sure you're giving us the top rating for this episode.
Yes, sorry.
Go on.
Yes. Speaking about ratings, mm-hmm. I saw that you guys are starting to do that for Apple Podcasts.
Oh, are you going to read out some of the...
Yes, I want to read out some of the reviews. Let me quickly get it up. But essentially, the number is still low. So I'm not saying that I'm happy about that. But what I am happy about is the actual reviews that some people have left, which I was like, oh my God, I love it. So I'll just read a few.
Mm-hmm.
There was one that was like, no, I have to read this one out. So this person said, it's really long, so I'm going to read it.
Okay.
I've never really been into podcasts, but holy smokes. Do these girls brighten up my day and quite frankly, my week. Aww. I moved to the UK last September and caught myself being lonely and alone 97% of the time.
97? Aww. That is so specific, girl.
I know. I saw a clip of them on TikTok and decided to watch the full video on YouTube and then fell into a rabbit hole. Whenever I catch myself genuinely laughing or reacting with them to the point I even finish some of their sentences.
Oh, you really a listener.
For real. I grew up with 4 sisters and 2 of which are older, so the podcast feels like home. And writing this, I'm almost in tears, from just reminiscing.
Aww.
I've still got a long way to go, chair. I also feel like I'm in a gathering of friends and we're just laughing and having a weekly meetup. I've never looked forward to Mondays except if I have an exciting trip, but the beat. This is my BTS podcast. But the BTS pod have made Mondays a day I can think of and know I smile, it'll even laugh. Mm. Beatrice, Tammy, Sharon, thank you for this. I know it's not easy keeping up with the recording schedules.
Cheers, girl!
Especially as you're still full-time workers.
Yes.
But just for our entertainment, you keep on going. And I'm grateful and thankful. I recommend this podcast to some of my Nigerian friends that took the step to move to another country and are lonely. And they've all said that their pod has been a sense of comfort and laughter in the midst of loneliness. I hope you guys get bigger and better, but also happier and healthier.
Amen.
I also look forward to weeks where you rate your weeks 10 out of 10 or even 15 out of 10.
Ah, we're waiting on.
Literally.
Maybe if you pay for Patreon, we can quit our
she
jobs.
She could be there.
Yeah,
no,
literally.
Not you. I'm talking about the audience. Yeah. The rest of y'all.
I'm crying. But then she's in. But till then, let's continue to have these happy and cherishable moments.
I loved it.
I read it and I was like, yeah, this is amazing. I have to read this out. There's so many more like that were like really that. Touching. So yeah, guys, honestly, it means a lot to us. Please continue to leave reviews. We read them.
No, we do.
We'll also take the time as well to keep on reading them as well during the episode.
And honestly, like the way you guys say that it like brightens up your day when you listen to us, it brightens up our days and our weeks when we get reviews like this. We're reading them and we're just thinking, do you know what? Yeah, like all this of this stuff is worth it,
yeah,
man.
Because
like,
yeah.
Sometimes it today I struggled to put on this eyelash. I ain't even gonna lie. I was huffing and puffing.
Yeah, right but in my room, I don't even have a desk to even get ready. I'm just getting ready in my bed. I said, this is crazy.
No, because even when, like, just before I was getting ready, I spoke to my dad and I was like, I have to get ready again.
Yeah.
And he was like, you people are trying.
No, literally.
It's hard work.
Yeah, no,
I said,
it is.
Yes, dad.
It is
hard work.
No, but it's
like,
so...
the fact, like, as much as I love beauty, straight getting ready.
I've started to hate it. I can't even lie.
I can't lie. I might turn up next week with no makeup.
I might have to go. This may not be a dress up, look up kind of podcast no more, chat. Because as we're trying to turn out the content and the frequency is now up to itself.
Yes.
It's no joke at all.
I will still have this full beat on. The rest can be doing all natural. Plant made skin glow.
I'm actually wearing a
she's
okay.
Liquid girl.
Okay, I see you shining. Pop that
shining. Hey,
I'm crying.
But yeah, nah, that's not for me. I will hate it, but still
do it.
Do a bright under eye for you.
I hear it.
I'm crying.
I was gonna say something. Oh, just on this, right? It's another reason why I'm also really excited about the live show, because we will obviously get to meet a lot of these people, like the ones that are able to make it to the London show in person.
Mm.
And even when we did like our guest appearance, I guess you could call it, at Pastor Nick, there were people that came up to us.
Yeah, like
oh my gosh, like
I
came for you and stuff. So I'm so excited to, obviously we want to put on the best show for you guys, but I'm so excited and we will carve out time to make sure that we can meet you guys as well, because I can't wait to just give, like, I just want to give her a hug.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
Thank
so
you.
So
yeah,
sweet.
man. But like Sharon mentioned, I'm crying. But like Sharon mentioned, guys, live show tickets are available now. Make sure you guys head to the description box, links in bio, and that will be happening on Tuesday, 21st of May at the Islington Assembly Hall in London.
Doors open at 7. Sorry to cut you. Doors open at 7. Please
be on
time.
Yeah, man.
Please be on time. No black people time and no Nigerian timing. Please be on time.
I'm crying. But yeah, man, love and appreciate you guys, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Bye. Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.